我想开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, I would like brothers and sisters to read from the Word of God with me.
我们先请看约翰一书。
I'd like to first look at 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从第七节读到第十节。
And we will read verses 7 through 10.
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God.Nor the one who does not love his brother.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第十节和十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的就被咒诅。没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他是被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。
For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
以西结书，旧约先知以西结书。
The Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们从十七节读到二十一节。
Verses 17 through 21.
以西结书第三章第十七节到二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 3 verses 17 through 21.
人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我何时指着恶人说他必要死，你若不警戒他，也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。再者，义人何时离义而犯罪，我将绊脚石放在他面前，他就必死。因你没有警戒他，他必死在罪中，他素来所行的义不被纪念，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒义人，使他不犯罪，他就不犯罪； 他因受警戒就必存活，你也救自己脱离了罪。
Son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way, that he may live. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered yourself. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sins, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. However, if you have warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself.
33章
Ezekiel chapter 33,
第10节到12节
verses 10 through 11, 10 through 12.
以西结书三十三章第十节到十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 10 through 12.
人子啊，你要对以色列家说：你们常说我们的过犯罪恶在我们身上，我们必因此消灭，怎能存活呢？你对他们说：主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡。为喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活，以色列家，你们转回转回吧，离开恶道何必死亡呢？人子啊，你要对本国的子民说，义人的义在犯罪之日不能救他，至于恶人的恶，在他转离恶行之日也不能使他倾倒，义人在犯罪之日也不能因他的义存活。
Now as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus you have spoken, saying, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them. How then can we survive? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. Why then will you die, O house of Israel?And you, son of man, say to your fellow citizens, the righteousness of the righteous man will not deliver him in the day of his transgression. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he will not stumble because of it in the day when he turns from his wickedness. Whereas a righteous man will not be able to live by his righteousness on the day when he commits sin.
我们最后请看先知哈巴谷书。
And we'll next look at the prophet Habakkuk.
第二章。
Chapter
2, 第四节
verse
4. 哈巴谷书第二章第四节
Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，唯义人因信得生。
Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
We recently mentioned to brothers and sisters
神救赎我们是要叫我们成为一个义人
God has saved us for the purpose of being a righteous man
所以神对于我们这些义人那个行为的准则呢那是用义和不义来衡量
So the standard for which God has given to those of us who have been called to righteousness is righteousness versus evil or unrighteousness.
所以这是一个圣经里面非常重要的一个思想。
So this is a very important principle.
神所要的不是好与坏的问题。
What God desires is not an issue of what is good or bad.
或者说神所要的不是善恶的问题。
What he desires is not good or bad or evil.
我们知道这个善恶呢是一个较低的一个标准。
The good versus evil is an issue of the ground.
那么通常我们讲到这个善恶的时候，这个恶呢，好像指的行为上的坏。
And usually when we speak of this evil, it speaks of our behavior.
那么这个不义呢，也是一个恶。
And unrighteousness is also an evil.
这个恶呢，是告诉我们说我们没有达到神的目的。
And this evil shows us that we have not achieved the purpose of God.
失去神的目的。
We have lost the purpose of God.
还不仅仅是做了一些坏事而已。
It's not only just doing some bad things.
我们失去了做人的目的。
We have lost the purpose of being a man.
或者失去了神造人的目的。
Or we can say we have lost the purpose of God creating man.
那是一个更大的恶。
And that is a greater evil.
圣经称这个叫做不义。
And the Bible declares us as unrighteous.
所以我们知道罪在人身上的结果呢?
We know the results of sin in man.
是要把人弄成不义。
Is to make man unrighteous.
那就使人远离神，也远离神造人的目的。
It is to take us far away from God and to take us far away from the purpose of God.
所以我们作为基督徒,
So as a Christian,
我们要明白神的准则,
we need to understand the standards of God.
神是用义和不义来衡量我们的生活的。
God evaluates us using righteousness versus unrighteousness.
而善恶呢，只不过是人间的标准。
And good and evil is only a standard of man.
啊，我们晓得这个世界我们世人是讲究善恶的。
And of course, people in this world, we desire, good.
那么世间的道德、教育、宗教都是建立在这个善恶的标准上面。
And all of the standards of man, whether it's religion and education and intelligence, it's all based off of what is good.
请我们记得。
But may we remember.
神救我们要做个义人，不是光做个好人。
God saved us to be a righteous man, not just a good man.
基督徒悔改是要成为义人。
For Christians to repent and return, it is for the purpose of becoming a righteous man.
基督徒悔改不是光成为好人。
For Christians to repent to the Lord, it's not only to be a good man.
请我们记得，善恶是够不上神的标准的。
Please remember that good versus bad or evil It does not meet God's standards.
我们看见世界上的人
The people of the world
他们呢只要达到善就觉得是好
When people of the world achieve this level of good then they are satisfied.
但是对神来讲是不够的
But in God's eyes that is not enough.
我们看见教会历史上证明一件事情
And church history will testify of this.
当人对于神的话所能领悟的不够准确、不够深入的时候
，When man has failed to fully understand the word of God，
结果呢，我们就把神对人的那个标准就降到了善恶的这个标准上。
We have decreased the standards of God to this good versus evil。
所以我们看见，因此在基督教的历史上，我们有很多行很多善事。
So you can see in church history, there have been many good things that have happened.
他们建医院、建学校。
They have established hospitals and churches, or schools.
行很多所谓的善事。
And achieved a lot of good things.
弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
这个不是不好的。
This is not a bad thing.
这个对人来讲是好的不得了的。
To man, this is a great thing.
但是对于神来讲是不够的。
But in God's eyes, this is not enough.
因为神要的不是光是善，神要的是义。
Because what God desires is not simply what is good, he wants righteous.
所以我们今天在主的跟前，我们要必须用神的这个眼光，神的标准来看。
So we need to see things from God's point of view and from His standards to evaluate man.
比方说圣经里面有讲到夫妻的关系。
For example, the Bible does mention the relations between a husband and wife.
我们都知道今天在教会里面很多人都非常注重这个夫妻的关系。
And today in many churches, there's a great focus on the relationship between husband and wife.
那么有很多的教导，很多的方法帮助我们，希望我们能过一个和谐的夫妻关系。
There's also a lot of teachings and advice and marriage counseling to hopefully, help people to live a happy life.
啊，许多时候我们觉得一对夫妻吵架吵得很厉害。
Perhaps you have a couple who have gotten into a bad argument.
那么经过我们的帮助之后呢，他们变得和谐，彼此相爱。
And perhaps through some help of the older brothers, perhaps they have made well and are happy.
有的甚至闹到要离婚的。
And some have argued to the point where they're on the verge of divorce.
因为我们的帮助，结果呢，他就不离婚了。
And perhaps because of the help of the church, they no longer want divorce.
许多的时候，我们达到这个点，我们就觉得我们成功了，对不对？
Many times when we have gotten to this point, we feel like we have succeeded.
我再说，这个旧的人来讲是好事。
And I'll say again, according to man's point of view, this is a good thing.
但对于神来讲是不够的。
But in God's eyes, this is not enough.
你看以弗所书第五章里面讲到夫妻的关系。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, it speaks of the relationship between man and wife.
这个夫妻的关系的背后说明更大的一个奥秘。
The secret behind the relationship of a man and wife is even greater.
是指的基督和教会说的。
It speaks of Jesus, Christ and his church.
所以我们要知道神把我们的家庭摆到一个好的光景中，更应该为着神的目的活着。
So if God has brought in, joy and harmony in our families, we need to more so bring the church into the harmony of Christ.
如果仅仅达到我们彼此的和睦，现在两个人关系很好了，那么和和谐谐生活，再也不吵架了，这个意义并不大。
And so if we have achieved peace in our relationships at home, this is not a big deal.
那么圣经也讲到怎么教养儿女。
And the Bible also speaks of how to raise children.
圣经告诉我们是在主里面教养儿女。
And the Bible says to raise your children in the Lord.
所以这已经很清楚告诉我们，你教养儿女是为着主啊。
And so it speaks very clearly of the fact that when we raise our children, it is for the Lord.
那么当我们把一个不好的孩子、不好习惯的孩子，把他变成好孩子的时候呢？
If we have a naughty child and we bring them up and they are now a good child,
很多时候我们就觉得我们成功了，对不对？
Many times we feel that we have succeeded.
从前呢不好好读书，现在变成又用功读书了。
Perhaps this child was did not study well, but now he's a hard worker and studies.
我们把他变成听话的孩子。
And now he's an obedient child.
我想每个父母都是做这个梦，对不对？
I think every parent has this dream.
希望我们的儿女又听话又好好的读书，哇，做人也规规矩矩。
That our child is good at his schoolwork, is an obedient child, and is good as a human being.
最好呢还能够读个名校，将来出来了有好的职业，又赚很多钱，又孝顺。
And even better would be if this child graduated from a good school, got a good job, and has a lot of money, and is now able to pay back to. Give back to his parents.
这个不是坏事情。
This is not a bad thing.
如果能这样，哎呀，我们真的是也觉得非常的满足。
And if this really happened, we would be truly satisfied.
但请我们记得。
But please remember.
人满足了。
If man is satisfied.
神不能满足。
God cannot be satisfied.
我们要把我们的儿女，还要教导着叫他们能为着神的目的活着。
We need to teach our children and live ourselves for the purpose of God.
这个才叫做在主里教养儿女啊。
And this is what it means to raise your children in the Lord.
如果仅仅按着善恶的标准。
If we only look at the standards of being good.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
世上的教育有时候也做到的。
The achievements on the world you will gain.
有的宗教的那种教导也做到的。
And perhaps some of the religious achievements you have gained as well.
世上有很多伟人，他们有很多的好的一些的品行的一种教导，也能使人改善。
伟人。
A great man.
Oh, sometimes these great men will will achieve a lot of these wonderful things as well.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神是仅仅叫我们做一个好人而已吗?
Does God only ask us to be a good man?
仅仅有善行而已吗?
Just to do some good things?
所以你知道近代最近 recently.
Oh, recently.
啊，我们晓得有很多宗教啊。
There have been a lot of religions.
他们所行的善是超过基督徒的善。
The goodness that they preach is better than the goodness that Christians have.
那比方说佛教徒。
For example, Buddhism.
他们最近所有做的很多善事，都超过基督徒的善。
Many of the good works that they've done have far exceeded the good works of Christians.
我曾经就听他们这样说。
Once recently, I heard them say this.
他说我们佛教徒的度量啊，比你们基督徒的度量大得多了。
The capacity of us Buddhists are greater than all of you Christians.
你看，当你们在做善事的时候
，When you guys are doing good works,
我们把钱帮助你。
We have put money and funded these good works.
我们把人帮助你。
We've used man's work to help you out.
那么我们行善的时候
，And when we do good works,
你基督徒可以把钱给我们吗？
Do Christians give us money?
你可以人跑来帮助我们一起做吗?
Do you send manpower to help us out?
所以弄得很多基督徒很困惑。
So it has confused a lot of Christians.
如果你明白圣经,
If you understand the Bible,
你一点都不困惑。
You will not be confused.
因为神所要的不是善恶问题。
Because what God desires is not an issue of what is good.
神所要的是义与不义的问题。
God desires righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们要求主给我们一个准确的观念。
So we need the Lord to give us an accurate understanding.
今天我们看见在地上的众教会。
Today in the world we see all these churches.
我们很多的时候我们还是活在一个宗教的观念里面。
We still live in this, this mindset of a religious life.
Yeah, 我们所注重的还是好坏问题。
We still pay attention to what is good and what is bad.
注重人就是善恶的问题。
It's an issue of what is good versus evil.
请我们记得。
Please remember.
神叫我们悔改，要成为一个义人。
God wants, calls us to repentance for the purpose of being righteous.
神不以做好人为满足的。
God is not satisfied if we are only a good man.
我们知道做好人呢是人当尽的本分。
And being a good man is the abilities of man.
我们做好了，那个没有什么可夸的。
Or it's something we can achieve. So if we do achieve this, it's not a big deal.
因为当初神造亚当的时候就是一个好人。
Because when God created Adam, he was a good man.
是魔鬼把他弄坏了，对不对？
It is Satan who has caused him to become a bad person.
所以亚当如果活出那个好的光景，这是应该有的。
So for Adam to live out a good life, it's supposed to be like this.
但是神今天要的是义人。
But today what God wants is the righteous man.
你不光是一个好人。
You're not only a good man.
一个坏人变成好人。
You're not just a bad person that has become a good person.
我再说这是好事。
Again, I say this is a good thing.
对人来讲可以的。
For man, this is achievable.
但是对神来讲是不够的。
And it's okay for man, but for God, it is not enough.
所以我们在教会中。
So in the church.
我们在神的这个救恩里面。
In the salvation of God.
我们明白做义人才能满足神的要求。
We have to understand that to be a righteous man, that is the only way to fulfill the heart of God.
所以这就为什么我们主耶稣啊，他道成肉身来到地上。
And this is why Jesus came into this world in the form of flesh.
他要成为一个义人义者。
He became the righteous one.
因为呢，只有主耶稣在肉身中的时候。他把神所要那个义显明出来了。
Because when Jesus came into the world in the flesh, he brought forth the righteousness of God.
主耶稣不仅是好人。
Jesus was not only a good man.
主更多是义人。
He was more so a righteous man.
所以圣经也用主耶稣的义作为一个榜样，他也成为我们行义的一个准则。
So the Bible uses Jesus as a standard of his righteousness, and that should be our goal.
It's 也是个 model.
Or that is the model that we should follow.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候啊。
So when Jesus was in the world,
他曾说我与父原为一。
He said that I and the Father are one.
啊，这不仅讲到他是神。
It not only speaks of the fact that he is God,
也就是说他与父完全的一致。
But the fact that he and the Father are one.
啊，这是义的一个定义。
And this is one of the main points in righteousness. Definitions of righteousness.
什么叫做义呢？
What is righteousness?
就是与父完全一致。
Is to be one with the Father.
与神一致。
To be one with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这是圣经里面非常伟大的思想。
This is a great thought in the Bible.
我们一个堕落的人，
a fallen man,
充满败坏天性的人，
full of evil.
我们怎么可能跟神一致呢？
How can we be one with the Father?
我们本来见他的面，我们就灭亡的。
It's supposed to be that if we meet God, we would be destroyed.
但是神的思想是这样。
But the thought of God is this.
他要把他所救赎的人。
He wants to bring those who are saved.
与他完全一致。
Then bring them into oneness with
himself. 所以主耶稣到地上来就说明这件事情。
So when Jesus came into this world, he brought forth this fact.
他站在肉身的地位中说明这件事情。
And him standing in the form of flesh, he brings this statement.
他说明神工作的法则是公义。
He testifies that the work of the Father, he and the Father are one.
就神行事的标准是义。
That the goal and the standard is righteousness.
那么他不仅讲到神工作的方式、工作的法则是义。
He not only shows us that the works and the ways are righteous.
他也讲到神的本性就是义，就是公义。
But he also states that his very nature is righteousness.
所以主在地上的时候。
So when Jesus was in this world.
你看见他完全按照。公义的本质的情况来行事。
He completely lived and walked in righteousness.
他从来啊不受犹太教的影响。
He was never influenced by the Jewish religion.
他也不被他的门徒们的感情呢来影响。
And he was not persuaded by the emotions of his disciples.
因为对一个行义的人来说啊。
Because for a person of righteousness,
是就是，不是就不是。
What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong.
你看，这个在马太福音里面。
In Matthew,
这个主耶稣曾经问这些门徒们。
The Lord Jesus once questions his disciples.
你们说我人子是谁？
And they said, who do you say that I am?
彼得就说啊，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of God.
主立刻称赞他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
And the Lord Jesus praised him and says, Simon Barjona, you are correct.
因为这不是人启示你，是天上的父启示你的。
Because this was not revealed to you by man, but revealed to you by my heavenly Father.
这个彼得啊，给主这么一称赞啊，哇，是真的是他就得意起来了。
And for Peter to receive this kind of praise from Jesus, he was very lifted up and proud.
过一下主就告诉他说。
And after a little while, the Lord told him.
我上耶路撒冷去，我要被钉在十字架上。
And I will go to Jerusalem, and I will be nailed to the cross.
哎呀，这个彼得欢喜的不得了，想要得主第二个称赞，对不对
？Peter desired to achieve the second praise from another praise from God. Jesus.
马上拉着主的手啊！
So he held on to Jesus' arm.
非常有感情的说啊。
With a lot of emotion, he said.
哎呀，这事绝不能临到你身上啊。
Lord, this should never fall upon you.
他一定想主耶稣这下大受感动，对不对
？And Peter probably felt, oh, the Lord Jesus must be really moved.
哎呀，这个主上十字架很痛苦的。
For Jesus to go to the cross, what a pain and suffering he's going to go through.
彼得说：“彼得，你真知道我的心啊。”
And he thought that Jesus must have thought, oh, Peter, you really know my heart.
你真的有同情心啊。
Oh, you really have compassion.
你真是我的好门徒啊。
And you are such a good disciple of mine.
哎呀，这个讲的彼得，哎呦，一定是。你觉得高兴的不得。
And Peter thought, "Oh, I'm really going to gain a lot of praise from Jesus now."
你看主有没有这样说
？But did Jesus respond in this way?
主立刻把语气就放下来。
And immediately the Lord lowered his voice.
他就对彼得说, Satan!
He said to Peter, Satan, get behind me. You are blocking me.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这叫什么?
What is this called?
这叫义。
This is called righteousness.
主从来不受犹太教人的影响。
The Lord Jesus was never influenced by the Jewish religion.
主也不受人天然情感的影响。
And the Lord was never influenced by the emotional attachment to man.
所以这是神的本性。
So this is the nature of Jesus.
为什么这样讲?
Why do I mention it in this way?
你我来到神跟前祷告仰望神。
Brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord to look upon Him and to pray to Him, we need to understand the heart of God. Sometimes we feel that when we come before the Lord and if we bring a lot of heartful emotions, if we shed some tears, have runny nose, or you're crying and there's a lot of fluid coming out, then maybe it'll touch the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹, 你不需要做这个的。
Brothers and sisters, you don't need to do this.
如果你懂得神公义的性情,
if you understand the heart of God,
你按照他的性情在他面前求,
and according to His desires, you make that plead,
神是不能拒绝你的。
God will not reject you.
所以雅各才说,
So Jacob said this.
James.
Oh, James said this.
他说, 一人祈祷所发的那个能力是大有功效。
The prayers of a righteous man can accomplish much.
我们能懂得吗?
Do we understand this?
今天你跟随主,
today when we follow the Lord, when we serve the Lord,
我们必须按照神的性情来跟随他。
We need to follow the heart of God as we walk with Him.
如果我们能懂得这个,
If we can understand this, then before the Lord we are blessed. So when the Lord Jesus came into this world, He first stood in the position of flesh, of the flesh to show forth the righteousness of God. So He has been deemed the righteous one. We thank our Lord because He knows us people how we can not achieve the standards of God. So as He gave us His salvation, And the first step in salvation is to bring sinners and unite us with Him.
在旧约时代中,
in the Old Testament,
神已经借着先知哈巴谷预先的把它说明出来。
In the Old Testament, through the prophet Habakkuk, he already prophesied this.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
就是今天我们要活在什么？活在义的光景中，我们只要相信他就可以。So
today, if we are to live in righteousness, we need to place our faith in Him.
但是我们要知道，我们的主是我们站在称义的地位上，他付上重大的代价。But
we have to understand that our Lord Jesus paid a great price to allow us to stand in this position of righteousness.
他流血舍命。
He shed His blood and He died.
那个代价。 一直到今天，弟兄姊妹，我们还不能完全明白的。
That price that He paid up until today, we cannot fully understand.
所以今天主能把你我放在一个义的地位上。
So today, for the Lord to place all of us in this position of righteousness,
我们要永远感谢他所成功的救赎。
We need to forever be grateful for what He has accomplished.
所以我们知道这个救恩的里面,
So we know that in salvation,
不仅是除罪啊。
It's not only to get rid of sin,
更重要是把新的生命赐给了我们。
More importantly, he has given us his life.
也就是把那个能行公义的生命赐给了我们。
And more importantly, that he has placed this source of light, of righteousness in his life, in us.
所以彼得前书第三章告诉我们。
So 1 Peter 3 tells us.
他说是义的代替不义的。
Says that it is the just for the unjust. And this word just, the original meaning is just righteousness.
所以这里告诉我们基督徒的行义是什么？是义的代替不义的。
So this is the just, taking the place of the unjust.
这意思就是说我们根本行不出义来的。
It means that we by ourselves cannot produce righteousness.
是他代替我们的。
It is Him who has taken our place.
So, 因此这个里面没有个人的功劳，你自己也不能有任何的夸耀。
So in this, there's nothing that we can do. We don't have the ability to do that, so we cannot be praised for this.
一个基督徒如果自义，这是最不好的一件事情。
If a person is self-righteous, this is a terrible thing.
我们要知道，今天我们身上能有点义，那是主耶稣代替我们的。
Today, if we have a little bit of righteousness in us, it is because of the Lord Jesus that we have this.
所以我们基督徒有的光景变好了。
So some of us, our conditions have turned for the better.
我们也不能把这个功劳啊归给那个什么那些伟人呢、啊，或者他们的什么教训呢、啊？不。
And we cannot credit this to those great people.
圣经已经讲了。
The Bible already mentioned.
是主耶稣他的义代替我们的不义。
It is the Lord Jesus' righteousness in place of our unrighteousness.
所以你只能把荣耀归给神的。
So we can only give the glory to God.
我们今天所能最大的作为就是相信他。
And today the one big thing that we can do is believe in him.
啊，我们是因信称义。
That we live righteously in faith.
我们这个信的原文，这个意思也可以说就是接受。
And this word faith, it can be also translated as to receive.
啊，就是接受主耶稣成为我们的义。
To receive the righteousness of the Lord.
因为在哥林多前书一章三十节告诉我们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse, chapter 1, verse 30.
那告诉我们神使基督成为我们的义。
That God has given Christ to us as our righteousness.
那么，所以这个信主耶稣为我们的义。
So to believe, to have faith in Jesus as our righteousness.
一方面是个大的恩典。
On one hand, it is a great grace.
另外一面来讲，意思就是我们否定自己的义。
And the other thing that it testifies is that we cannot be righteous on our own.
我们没有义的。
We have no righteousness.
只有主耶稣是义的。
Only Jesus is righteous.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在我们基督徒的意念当中,
in our understanding,
除了主之外, 没有义人的。
Aside from Jesus, there is no one who is righteous.
所以罗马书他讲, 没有义人, 连一个也没有。
So in Romans it'll say, no one is righteous, not even one.
所以什么时候啊, 你如果觉得你自己还不错,
So whenever we feel that I'm a pretty good person,
你好像还有点义。
That maybe I have some, you have a little bit of righteousness.
那么意思说，罗马书第三章的话里面有了例外，你是个例外，不可能有例外。
And that means that the what is stated in Romans, you are an outlier, and that is not possible.
传道书里面也这样讲。
And Okay, Ecclesiastes, it also mentions this.
那说呢，没有人因为行善而达到义，不，没有的。
There is not a righteous man on the earth who never sins.
所以我们要感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
他心中意念要把我们摆在义人的地位上。
So he places us unrighteous people into the position of being righteous.
他也知道我们根本做不到。
And he knows that we cannot achieve this.
所以呢，主耶稣基督到地上来，自己成为义人。
So Jesus came into the world in the form of flesh as the righteous one.
那么，我们这些相信他的人。
So for those of us who believe in him.
神就把这个义的生命赐给了我们。
God has given us this life of righteousness to us.
所以他代替我们。
So he took the place for us.
叫我们里面能够有真正神的义。
So that in us we can have the true righteousness of God.
所以在这个根基上面。
So according to this,
神才要求我们基督徒要有行义的生活。
This is how the Lord requires that Christians have this a righteous life.
所以约翰告诉我们说。
So John tells us,
不要搞错了啊。
Don't misunderstand this.
也不要欺骗自己。
And don't deceive yourself.
行义的才是义人。
Those who are righteous, those who practice righteousness are righteous.
要活出来的。
It has to be lived out.
是的，主今天已经把一个义的生命给你了。
It's true that the Lord has already given us this life of righteousness to us. And we are standing in the position of righteousness.
但是你要活出来。
But we need to live that out.
你只有把它活出来，你才真正显出你是义人。
Only when we live that out can you testify that you are a righteous man.
那么我们怎么样的能够把这个义活出来呢？
Now how can we live out this righteousness?
感谢我们的神。
Thank our Lord.
他已经把一个行义的生命赐给我们。
He has already given us this righteous life.
所以呢，真正的行义。
So true righteousness.
就是以那一个生命为准则的一个行为。
Is to live according to that life.
那简单的说，就是在主的生命中把主自己活出来了，那个就是义。
Simply put, it's to live out the life of Jesus within us.
所以在我们的身上，什么时候把基督表现出来的时候，那个就是义。
So whenever we can manifest the life of Christ within us, that is righteousness.
我觉得这些道理啊。
I feel like a lot of these,
在圣经中是非常的清楚的。
A lot of these principles, it is very clear in the Bible.
但是呢，在我们实际的生活中啊。
But in our real life,
我们常常是活不出来的。
It's hard for us to live this out.
我们活了半天，活来活去，到最后还是称赞人的义、人的好处一大堆。
And we keep trying to live and live, but all we do is end up praising the righteousness of man or the good of man.
不仅呢，这个世界上的人呢，在那里捧这些，我们基督徒也在那里捧这个捧那个的。
Not only do the people of the world praise man, but we Christians also praise man.
不，弟兄姊妹们，我们必须明白一件事情。
We need to understand one thing.
只有主耶稣基督表现神的义。
Only Jesus is able to express the Father's heart.
而今天主的生命在我们的里面。
And Jesus' life is in us today.
任何一个时候，基督的那个美德从我们身上表现出来，那个才能。
And whenever the beauty of the Lord's life in us is manifested, that alone can be accepted by God. So in the Bible, there is one phrase. In Jeremiah 20, verse 12, it says this.
他说神试验义人。
It says, the Lord of hosts who tests the righteous.
所以我们身上的义是需要被实验 tried.
So this righteousness that is in our lives need to be tried and tested.
因为我们的神呢、啊，要看看我们所显出来的东西啊，是出于主的还是出于人的，这个不一样，对不对
？So God needs to see that what we manifest, what we produce out of ourselves, is it righteousness or is it out of man?
我们刚刚讲到了，今天的人的教育、人的教导、人的道德也会显出一些。
And I have already mentioned that the teachings of man and what man is capable of is some good things. I'll give a simple example to testify of this. We all know that smoking is a bad habit.
那么有的人呢，知道这个妨害健康，所以因此想要戒烟。
And when people discover that this is a bad habit and it's bad for your health, then they try to quit.
Yeah, 我们看见在基督徒中间呢，这个也有两种不同的情形。
And among Christians, there are two two things that can happen.
有的人呢，他是按照世人的那个方法呢，那么找医生呢，那么用各样的方法，结果也真的把烟戒掉。
So some people seek the help of doctors and these program man-made programs to help you quit smoking, and they actually achieve that.
但是呢，有的人呢，是因为一信主之后呢，一下就脱落。
But then there are some who have believed in the Lord and immediately they lost the desire to smoke.
这个是主的复活生命在里面显出的大能，主的生命叫他脱离了这个不好的习惯。
And this is the resurrected life in that individual that has caused this man to quit smoking.
所以你看，同样是脱离了这个不好的习惯，但是两个情况是不一样，对不对？
So both of these pathways resulted in the stopping of smoking.
一个是出于神，一个是出于人的。
One is through the methods of man, and one is of God.
我曾经多次传福音呢，我就喜欢讲我爸爸的经历。
And whenever I preach the gospel, I like to speak of my father's experience.
我父亲呢，年轻的时候呢，因为这个带兵打仗是个将领，所以呢，这个抽烟喝酒啊，都是他们的这个。
So my father, when he was young and when he was a general in the military, he had the habit of smoking and drinking alcohol.
哇，他那个烟瘾大得不得了啊。
And he smoked quite a bit.
那么后来我们跑到台湾去了。
And then when we went to Taiwan,
这一下子啊，从有钱变成没钱了。
We from a very wealthy family, we became very poor.
Wow, 我们一家十几口人要吃饭呢。
There were many of us that he had to feed.
那么，这个抽烟呢，就变成一个额外的负担。
And smoking became this financial burden.
所以我爸爸就想立志戒烟。
So he was adamant about stopping his smoking habits.
知道他这是一个将军呢，所以这个意志力很坚强的一个人。
So he was a general, so his self-will was very strong.
结果他怎么戒都戒不掉。
But he no matter how he tried, he could not stop smoking.
你知道美国有一个这个很有名的这个幽默大师叫马克吐温呢，对不对？
Oh, there was a very famous person named Mark Twain in American history.
Oh, 他说戒烟，戒烟太简单了。
He said, quitting smoking is an easy thing.
他说我都戒了150次，你看多简单。
He said, I tried quitting 105 times. It's very easy.
所以你知道有的习惯想要弄掉不简单呢，对不对？
So you know that to try to stop these addictions, it's very hard.
所以后来我父亲就讲，他说你看从前呢，我带兵的时候，一句话就千军万马都动。
And when I was a general, I just spoke one word, and I would move thousands of soldiers.
他说啊，这个小小的三寸烟呢。
But this little three-inch cigarette,
我怎么挥也挥不掉。
I cannot get rid of it.
所以叫他这个做将军的人呢，非常的沮丧。
So it was very disappointing for him as a military general.
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously, when he believed in the Lord, and he was baptized, and after he was baptized and returned home, the day he was baptized, the addiction to cigarette, to smoking was gone. And he never returned to it. And there was no struggle within him. There was no effort within him. And there was no difficulty in him. So brothers and sisters,
我们能看见出于主的生命的和我们人自己努力的东西是不一样的东西。
So the things that are outside of God and the methods that are outside of God are different than the ways of God.
所以义人的行为是要经过什么？经过试验的。
So the righteousness in man needs to be tested.
神有神的标准的。
God has his standards.
我们呢？这个天然的感情，这个真理的不够清楚，混在一起啊！
And for us, the emotions of man and the attachments to each other, it has confused us.
所以出于人的，出于神的，搞不清楚。
So we don't know what is of God or what is of man.
这个对我们来讲，有时候你可以分不清楚。
To us, sometimes we are not able to discern.
但对于神来讲
，But to God，
是一切都是清清楚楚的。
Everything is very, very clear。
啊，你那个行为真正是依靠生命而出来的，还是靠你自己努力出来的东西？弟兄姊妹，一到神跟前就全部都分清楚。
What you are able to live out, is it of the Lord or is it of man? These things are very able to be very easily distinguished by God.
并且我们刚才读到加拉太书啊。
And earlier we read in Galatians.
那里的话说得很严厉的。
These words are very severe.
他说凡以行律法称义的都要被咒诅。
Said, cursed is everyone who does not abide by the things written in the book of the law. So it's better if a man is not self-righteous. We need to be very clear on whether this is of God or not. Or is it of the goodness of man? Because God has given us His own Son to us.
神已经是把他所最好的所有都给了我们。
And He has given us His very best and His all to us.
任何在基督之外的东西，如果我们拿来把它摆在相同的情况中，你看看神。能够接受这个东西吗？
And if we bring something outside of God and lay this on the same altar, do you think God will accept this?
所以基督徒的自义是可怕的东西。
So a Christian's self-righteousness is a very terrible thing.
所以一个人行义，
So a person who lives righteously
不仅是把神的这个美德能够把它表明出来。
Not only does he manifest the beauty of God,
行义更重要的是显明神造人的目的。
Living righteously manifests even more importantly the purpose of God.
所以圣经中那很重要一句话说，你们就是我的见证。
And the Bible has one very important phrase, and it says, "You are my testimony."
如果我跟神不能一致。我们如何能成为他的见证呢？
If we are not able to become one with God, are we able to testify of him?
所以在创世纪啊第一章里面，
So in Genesis chapter 1,
很清楚地告诉我们，
It clearly tells us,
我们人是按照他的形象和他的样式被造的。
That man was created in the likeness of God.
神人本来就应该表现神的。
So man, we are supposed to express God.
我们与神应该一致的。
We should be one with God.
那个就是真正的行义啊。
That is the definition of living righteously.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们在属灵的生活里面。
Today in our spiritual lives.
我再说，我们不能光以好的行为为满足的。
Again, I say we cannot be satisfied with just achieving goodness.
一个人能脱离坏的脾气，脱离坏的习惯，脱离过去不好的事情，是好事情。
For one to put down his old evil natures, the wickedness of himself, that's a good thing.
但是对神来讲还不满足的。
But to God, that is not enough.
我们必须把神的目的活出来。
We need to live out the purpose of God.
所以我们帮助人家家庭和睦。
So if we are able to help families live in harmony,
是为了见证主的。
Can we testify that this is of God?
我们把一个坏孩子变成好孩子。
When we bring a naughty child and teach him to be good,
是要叫他能更多为着神的心意活着。
So that he can live more for the purpose of God.
所以你知道在旧约圣经的里面，
So in the Old Testament,
神特别托付先知以西结。
Entrusted the prophet Ezekiel.
就是对他说，我设立做守望的人。
And he said, I have called you to be a watchman.
这个 watchman 做什么呢？
And what does a watchman do?
就是怎么样，要把那个恶把它转成义。
And this watchman is to change evil into good.
并且警告那些义人，
And also to warn the righteous.
如果你是义人，你还做恶事。
That if you are a righteous man and you commit wickedness,
你的恶就没有办法救你了。你的义也没办法救你。
That even then your righteousness is not able to save you.
你必要死。
You will surely die.
好，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天这是我们的侍奉的目的。
And today, this is the goal of our service.
我们的侍奉啊，不是把一个恶人变成好人就可以了。
Our service is not simply to make help a wicked man become good.
我们的侍奉是要把一个恶人变成义人。
The goal in our service is to bring a good person and make him righteous.
那么这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
主耶稣到地上来，他的服事也是这样。
When Jesus came into this world, his service was this.
我们必须明白。
And we need to understand.
教会必须脱离这个善恶的一个标准。
The church needs to flee from this mindset of what is good and evil.
要达到神公义的标准。
And we need to achieve the righteousness of God.
这是主的救恩所要我们达到的一个光景。
And this is the purpose of his salvation.
并且我们要晓得。
And we have to understand.
在马太福音第十三章里面。
In Matthew chapter 13,
神告诉我们将来末日的审判临到的时候
that when that great judgment comes upon us,
那是义与恶之间的一个大的分别的时候
there is a great divide between what is righteous and what is unrighteous.
那么神把这个审判交在谁的手里呢
And who does God give a point to make this judgment?
交在天使的手中
He puts this judgment into the hands of the angels.
我们知道当人类堕落的时候啊
We know that when man fell,
神用基路伯就是天使把守生命的道路对不对基路伯 cherubim
Oh, when man had fallen, the Lord has placed the
cherubim keep the way of life now.
That
弟兄姊妹们我们要知道天使有他一方面神的一个重要的一个使命
So, the angels have a specific mission.
为什么用天使呢?
Why does God use angels?
因为天使没有人性。
Because angels don't have the nature of man.
我想不是骂他们吧。
It's not to, scold them.
我想我们对天使说你没有人性他一点都不难过。
If you tell an angel you have no human nature, then they will not be offended.
因为他本来就不是人。
Because they are not humans, they are not man.
那么正因为他没有人性。
And because they don't have the nature of man.
所以他在执行神的公义的时候呢，才有标准。
So when they accomplish the will of God, they can do it accurately.
弟兄姊妹们呢，如果今天神用我来做审判。
Brothers and sisters, if God has given me the right to judge,
我想你们大家都有福了。
Then all of you would be blessed.
通通进来吧，可以了，马马虎虎算了。
I would say, okay, everyone come on in, even those that are kind of so-so, okay, come on in.
但是不，神是用天使。
But God has called appointed the angels to make this judgment.
天使要把义与不义的统统把它分别出来。
The angels will separate what is righteous and what is unrighteous.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我想今天早晨我们再交通这一件事情。
This morning we're speaking on this again.
我请弟兄姊妹们不要轻看这个。
Please don't take this lightly.
因为这个跟我们的生活和我们的侍奉有密切的关系在。
Because this is deeply rooted in our life and in our service.
你我都是软弱的人。
You and I are all weak people.
但是我们知道在神的工作上他是按照公义的标准来行事。
But according to God's work, he uses the standards of his righteousness.
所以对于我们自己来讲
So for ourselves,
我们要存感恩的心。
We need to have a thankful heart.
因为主的救恩已经把我们摆在称义的地位上。
Because through His salvation, He has placed us in the position of righteousness.
并且主也把一个称义的生命放在我们的里面。
And He has placed a life of righteousness within us.
所以我们自己在主跟前要注重行义的生活。
So in our own personal lives, we need to pay attention to this life of righteousness.
我们希望主给我们有清楚的一个标准。
And may God give us a very clear goal.
在整个教会的建造上。
That in the establishment of His church.
教会的生活里。
In the life of the church.
我们能用神的标准来看一切所有的事。
We can view things according to God's standards.
也让我们的侍奉。
And may our service also be encouraged in the same way. That every brother and sister, we can live out a condition of righteousness. Then God's heart will be satisfied. Then we will truly gain the great blessings of God.
短短的诗歌
As we conclude, may we sing one more hymn.
我们一同把心中的敬拜、感谢、爱戴都归给我们的主
And may we once again bring all of our praise and thanksgiving and love to our Lord.
这个诗歌二十八首
Hymn number 28.
我主耶稣是我的义
My Jesus is my, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness.
你们如果看那个作者的话呢
If you look at the author,
哇，这个是金津多尔夫写的。
This is Count Zinzendorf who wrote it.
然后呢，是 John Wesley 把它翻译的。
And John Wesley translated it.
啊，所以你看这首诗歌很重要啊。
So this hymn is very important.
然后他们用的诗用的这个曲子是 Schumann 做的曲子，不晓得是不是那个 Schumann 啊。
And the, and the composer of the music is Robert Schumann.
我们让我们最后来唱这首歌。
Let's sing this.
请大家起立吧。
Can we all stand?
我们一同侍立在主的跟前。
And may we all prostrate before our Lord.
我们唱完之后呢，请大家在主面前同声有点祷告。
And when we've concluded singing this hymn, may we all pray in one accord.
我们要感谢他的恩典。
And praise him for this salvation.
感谢他成为我们的义。
Praise him, for he is our righteousness.
我主耶稣是我的义，我的美德，我的人民，在宝座前父子圣中，我能开端欢的歌唱，借你宝血。
Let's all pray in one accord.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你，是你自己的怜悯领导我们，我们这些堕落败坏的罪人，我们不仅远离神，我们更是不明白神造我们的目的。谢谢你今天因着你的救恩把我们带回来的，主啊，我们愿意在地上能够活出神所要我们活出的目的。因此我们仰望你的怜悯，亲爱的主耶稣，感谢你，主啊，你的恩典在我们身上实在是丰富的，亲爱的主耶稣，这个救恩之高是远超过我们所能想象的，主啊，虽然今天我们有很多的时候在你的跟前，因着我们的愚昧无知，主，我们得罪了你，但是主，你仍旧要把我们带到父所要的光景中，感谢。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们从心的深处把我们的感谢、赞美、爱戴都归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give our thanksgiving and our love to you.
因为你的救恩在我们身上所成就的，
是远超过我们所求所想的。
Because what your salvation is accomplished in us is far exceeds what we can understand.
你能把一个远离神的罪人
，that you can bring a sinner who is far from God，
活在败坏中是没有盼望的罪人
，living in evil and wickedness without hope，
不仅把他转变成为你所要的人。
That you change us into the ones that are accepted by you.
并且叫我们能与你的性情有份。
And we can even take part and have oneness with you.
我们能站在称义的地位上。
And we can stand in the position of righteousness before you.
主啊，这个救恩我们是没有办法完全明白的。
Lord, this salvation we will never fully understand.
我们只觉得我们是蒙大恩的人。
We only feel that we have truly been blessed.
我们要永远感谢你。
And we will forever be grateful.
我们也求你借着你的灵在我们里面引导我们。
And may you continue to lead us with your spirit.
让我们在你所赐给我们的新生命的里面。
That in this new life that you've given to us.
能够把你的义活出来。
May we live out your righteousness.
让我们在地上为义做见证。
That in this world, may we testify of your righteousness.
你让我们看见。
Allow us to see
神的儿女
God's children
属天的百姓
The heavenly people
是远超过地上的万邦的
It far exceeds all the greatness of this world
地上人的好是赶不上这一个的
The goodness of man cannot compare to this
我们满心的感谢你
We truly thank you
我们也求你使我们在真理上能够明白的更清楚
And in this truth, may you, in the reality, may we experience this more.
好叫我们的生活侍奉
So that our lives and in our service
都能符合于你的心意
May we gain the desires of your heart.
我们谢谢你早晨不仅把这些话赐给我们
We thank you for not only giving us these words.
你用你的同在充满这个地方
May you bless us with your presence.
感谢你
Thank you.
垂听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.